Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are, Parshas Beshalach. So Parshas Beshalach, we have the episode of Am Yisrael crossing the Yam Suf and the Shira which comes after them. So I'd like to look at one pasuk in the Shira and a halacha which we learn based upon this pasuk, a very well-known famous halacha, one particular application of this halacha. Pasuk says, the second pasuk in the Shira, Oziv Zimras Ka Vayim Yishua Ze Keli Va'anvehu Elekei Ovi Va'arimu. Ze Keli, this is my God, Va'anvehu, and I will glorify him. So we learn from this pasuk a very well known and practical halakhic principle where we are enjoined to beautify mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah, to beautify mitzvah, a very wide, encompassing principle. Let's look first where the Gemara says this over. The Tanya, we learn the Braita, Ze Keli Ba'alveu, the pasuk tells us, Ze Keli Ba'alveu, is not a lefonov for mitzvahs. So the Gemara learns based on this pasuk, beautify yourselves in front of him with mitzvahs. Asei lefonov sukkah noe, make a beautiful sukkah, the lulav noe, a beautiful lulav, shofar noe, beautiful shofar, tzitzis noe, beautiful tzitzis, sefer torah noe, a beautiful Sefer Torah, soy boy the shmoy, use a beautiful shiny black ink, the love lord woman with an expert soifer, the korosoy bishiroyim noyim, and do it up on the outside, cover it with beautiful silk cup. Okay, so from this positive we learn the principle that in addition to basic dry performance of the mitzvah, there is a requirement to beautify the mitzvah. This requirement also has certain halachic parameters, which we're not going to go into now. How much should one spend for hidur mitzvah? When should one spend for hidur mitzvah? But it is a requirement under certain conditions, certain parameters. And what I'd like to look at today a little more is what will be in a situation where this halachic requirement, hidur mitzvah, which we learned from the pasuk Zekeli van Beu, what will we do when we have some sort of clash between another halachic requirement, another halachic rule which guides us in the performance of mitzvahs? Well, what would that be? Let's look at the following topic, which is discussed by the Chai Odom, the third thing on the paper. The Chai Odom mentions, he has a whole chapter where he discusses different types of klolim, of rules which apply to kiyum mitzvahs. One of them is a well-known klal, mitzvah boy, if one is able to perform a mitzvah, and one has two options in front of you, you could perform the mitzvah yourself, you could do it via an agent, via a shliach, who will do it on your behalf. So there is a rule, mitzvah boy, preferable to do it oneself. Mitzvah boy, yoisem mibishluchai. This is the Chai Odom, sorry to you, need investigation. What will be in the following situation? In hu yasa mitzvah, lo yiyeh mehudor kol kach. The person who is faced with this choice, he can do the mitzvah himself, he can do it via an agent. The difference will be that if he does it himself, it'll be done, it'll be a kiyum mitzvah, but it will not be as nice, it will not be as beautiful. The beautification of the mitzvah will be lost.
If he does it himself.
For example, he says, Saharoitze lichtoiv lo yisefet ho. Somebody had a plan, he's going to write for himself the Sefer Torah. Now this gentleman is able to write himself. He's also studied the art of Safrus, and he's able to do it to a level that he's able to write reasonably well. He can write kosher or isyos. He knows the halachas, the Sefer Torah will be kosher. But the aim michtobo muhudar, but he's not a professional sofer, and his writing is not beautiful. It's okay. It's kosher, but it's not beautiful. The aim is kosher sofer, or his other possibility is, he'll hire a soifer, a professional soifer. Oh, then yeah, mahuda. Then he'll have a beautiful sefer Torah. Which one is better?
I'll hire him. And that guy, the better guy is in there, I'll hire him.
There's only one soifer, all right. Yeah, but over here, the soifer doesn't get... He gets a certain measure of kiyum mitzvah, but the ikar kiyum mitzvah is the one who appoints him as the shliach. So it's just a toss-up between those two people. Either the person will write himself, and then he'll have the milah of kiyum mitzvah himself,
Or he'll send to, or he'll send to a shliach, and he'll have the minor of hidden. Okay, those are the two. Those are the two cheshbonos on the scale. On the one hand, we have the minor of mitzvah boy yosem v'bishlochai. So perhaps write it yourself. Mitzvah boy yosem v'bishlochai. What's better? The mitzvah kiyum ksiva sefer Torah. So do it yourself. Mitzvah boy yosem v'bishlochai. On the other hand, that is a clash with this klal. He's not in the follow of the mitzvahs to make the mitzvahs more beautiful. So perhaps it is preferable to choose a shliach, to perform the mitzvah via shliach, whereby the mitzvah will then be more beautiful. So out of these two klolim, when they clash, which one takes precedence? So this is a topic in the Chaye Odom, but sorry, it needs further investigation. So let's do a little bit of further investigation. There could be, you know, maybe many ways to approach this shayla. I'd like to put down one possible idea that I saw put down. Yeah, a third of the original value. So if it was an original value, it would have cost you. So it's a bit harder to cheshbon it out when it's your own time. But presumably, I was also wondering about that. Presumably, you would cheshbon it in the value of your time. What else could you be doing? So it's like it's akin to paying X amount of money, and then you see how much more will it cost you to hire this microphone? How much more will it cost you to hire this sofa? That would be in the case of hidul mitzvah with a michlal. There is an obligation of hidul mitzvah in this case, but presuming that it will cost you within the requisite amount of hidul mitzvah, but you have mitzvah boyes and mitzvah, which one do you go? So let's suggest a possible way of approaching this shayla, which is based on investigating a little further the actual concept of mitzvah boy yoytem v'bishlucha. Let's look at the source of this in Chazal and some attached makoros, and we'll get a clearer picture of what is the obligation, let's call it, what are the parameters of this idea of mitzvah boy yoytem v'bishlucha. So this is first mentioned in a Mishnah and Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Mishnah says, "Ha'ish mekadish." The person wants to be in the Kaddish in Isha. So there are two methods how it can be done. Boy, it can be done in person. And it can be done with an agent. A person could send Keses Kiddushin with a Shliach. The Shliach will give it over on behalf of the husband to the potential wife, and she will become a Kaddish. Boy Ubishlucha. Him himself, or using a Shliach. And similarly, Ha'isha Miskadeshes, a lady can be Mekabel Kiddushin, she can receive Kiddushin either in person, Bok, or Bishlucha, or with an agent. Now, says the Gemara on this. Hashta Bishlucha Mekadesh, Boy Mibaya, ask the Gemara Kasha. If already a Shliach can give Kesed Kiddushin, how much more so the person himself? Obviously, if you can send it with a Shliach, you can certainly do it yourself. So why does the Mishnah have to stress these two aspects? So Ish Mekadish, Boy Ubishlucha, him himself and Bishlucha. You know, the Mishnah chooses its words very carefully. It would have been sufficient simply to write, So Ish Mekadish, Bishlucha. And we would obviously understand, we're not fast, we would understand that it means you can be Mekadish even via Ishliyah, and how much more so yourself. You know, we wouldn't have a Hamamene in the world if it would just write, For Ish Mekadish, Bishlucha, to be Mefarish. For Ish Mekadish, only Bishluchai. No, obviously. Mekadish, Bishluchai, and how much more so he himself. So why does they have to write? Boy, Ubishluchai.
Because somewhere else, he himself can Mekadish?
I don't know where they have to be. I don't think it has to be written somewhere else. You decide whether it is or isn't.
Wouldn't you ever have a meaning that it's only Zayah Shalim?
No, you would not.
Why not?
Because anything that you can't do yourself, you can't appoint a Shliach. Yeah. So it must be that it's possible to do it yourself. So why do you have to spread it? Answers the Gemara. Amar of Joseph, mitzvah boy yoseh midishlucha. The reason it stresses this is to hint to us that mitzvah boy yoseh midishlucha. As it's true that it's possible, it will take effect, it will be a valid kiddushin if it's done using a shliach, but mitzvah boy yoseh midishlucha. Boy, first option. Second option, Bishlucha. And the Gemara says, Kiho, similar to that which Rav Safra Machrit Reisha. On Erev Shabbat, Rav Safra, the great Amora Rav Safra, he himself, Machrit Reisha, would roast a head of an animal in honor of Shabbat. Rava Molach Shibutam. Rava would salt small fish. Okay. So, the same way that these great Amorai took off from their busy schedules to involve themselves personally in the Hachonis for Shabbos, Mitzvah Boy Yosef Mevishluchai, and in the same way, when performing the Mitzvah of Kiddushin, Mitzvah Boy Yosef Mevishluchai. Okay.
It's not such an easy deduction that the Mitzvah Boy Yosef Mevishluchai. I gather for that to you.
How does it lie so clearly in the Lashon HaMishnah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it says the added word boy. So especially when there's a specific mitzvah.
But you need to go over and tell you that.
We wouldn't have known that without the boy, yeah. The Mishnahs were written very, very pekitzot, just in parentheses. The Mishnahs were written like to be a sort of vehicle for the Torah Shabbat Al-Peh. So all the time the Kabbalah from Rebbe to Talmud was still perfectly whole, we didn't need the Gemara to be written down. Only a number of hundred years later was the Gemara written down. Because part of the Kabbalah from Rebbe to Talmud was to tell you these things that are missing, so to speak, in the Mishnah. If the word boy, that's supposed to trigger off a whole chain of ideas. Now you know, Mitzvah boy, Yosef Mevishluchai. It doesn't have to be written there. Okay. So, now when this point is mentioned in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos, that a person should involve himself personally in the Hachonis for Shabbos. And over there, Imogen Avrom writes that in the same fashion that Shulchan Aruch writes that one should involve oneself personally in the Hachonis for Shabbos, there's Imogen Avrom, Baruch Hadin, Bechol Mitzvah. The same thing applies to every mitzvah, not something specific in Shabbos. Mitzvah boy, Yoisem Yibishlucha. And we see that quite clearly from the source of this halacha by Kiddushin. Applies to Kiddushin, applies to Shabbos, and why shouldn't it apply everywhere else? Besides with Shabbos, which is a paper on the Shulchan Aruch, raises the question over here. It says, Moghav Ram writes, who are the b'chol mitzvah, mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch. Elefim daiti, roi li zoi bozeh, gab yisudah, mila, chasna, v'kayetze bozeh. So says the Tosfos Shabbos, it would follow that when one prepares a Suddas Mila, when one prepares a Suddas Kasala, one should involve oneself in the Hachonis personally. Mitzvah Bo Yoisim Mevishluchai. Exact same way that we say it by preparation for Suddas Shabbos. So say it for preparation, in the preparation of these other mitzvahs too. But we do not find this recorded anywhere that there should be such a requirement, and it could be also that some of his intent is not just we don't find it written, but we also don't find necessarily that this is the done thing. To be particular, to be involved in the Hachonos for other mitzvahs, for Siddhas Mila, for Siddhas Chasna, to be involved in those mitzvahs oneself. Maybe yes, maybe no. We pay a caterer.
Is there in the check being involved?
Oh, that's an interesting shiny. I don't know if we're going to get to that today. What happens when, if you say that, then the truth is our whole original shiny is bottled. Because if you pay somebody, that's an interesting shiny, you need its own attention. If you pay somebody and you've bought it, and how much more so if you involve yourself in the details, if you don't physically do it, then maybe that is akin to doing it yourself. Just to put it more sharply, we would be saying that the entire klal of mitzvah boy yosef mevishluchai only applies when he does it for you as a favor. You say, oh, do me a favor, but like that case of kiddushin isha, when you're going past the way of that lady's house, just pop in the keset kiddushin. But if he does it as a paid job, then maybe there is no klal of mitzvah boy yosef mevishluchai. That needs its own investigation. If it's correct, that could be another whole approach to this shayla, which we're going to debate. Then when you pay the sofer to write the Sefer Torah, there's no issue that maybe mitzvah boy yosef mevishluchai. You're paying it.
Maybe this answers the whole question of the higher order, because there's the full person by himself to prepare how we for pasta, he conjured as Nazi as a professional caterer, maybe. So that's why that's a clear thing.
Don Cooper. Maybe because we want to be Mahaber in the beauty of the Siddur. And that is obvious. Yeah, we're going to come to that a little bit. Slightly different way of saying what we were going to say, but yeah.
In fact, if you're right to say the Torah, I would have thought that would have much more consumers to read than how you have to touch, but not swift. I would love that to say even more. It would be more conscious. Even it might not be as gorgeous as it is.
So, yeah, that is another angle on this child, because it's written a specific thing about a Sefer Torah, that somebody writes a Sefer Torah about Smoy. Ki'ilu Kibla Mesinai, it's like a special, particular minor. So maybe, even if, one could posit, that even if we would say that as a general rule, Hidu Mitzvah is stronger than Mitzvah Bo Yosem Bishlokai, maybe with Sefer Torah, it could be a particular cheshbon why maybe it's better to write it yourself. So that's another side question. Okay, let's come back to focusing on this situation here more precisely. So to answer this question of the Tosfos Shabbos, why indeed do we find this more specifically attached to Hachanas for Shabbos Kodesh more than any other mitzvah? Let's put down two other interesting horrors. One is the way the Rambam recalls the practice to involve oneself personally in Hachomis for Shabbos. But look at the words of the Rambam here. Afalpi, he writes the following thing. Afalpi sheyeh odom koshuv b'yoseh. Although somebody might be a very dignified and important personality, ve'ein darkei likach dvorim min hashuk, he doesn't normally do the shopping in the market, v'loydeh asik v'melotet shevavayet, nor does he involve himself in the menial chores at home. Chayev lasis dvorim shein letzerech hashabbos. Let's read that again carefully, those last few words. Chayev, he is obliged. Lasis dvorim shein letzerech shabbos begufay, shezeh hu kvoidah. He is obliged to involve himself in the tzerech of shabbos begufay, personally, shezeh hu kvoidah, because this is his honor.
He's honorable table shabbos.
It is also true that it's covered Shabbos that we'll see in the Rosh Hashanah, but I think the actual simple reading of the words of the Rambam is like to sort of compensate, that's not quite the right word, but sort of to compensate, he's saying, oh, you know, it's like a zilzul in my covered, or maybe we might say, you know, covered habriya, it's not the way of this person to. It's not covered for him. No, zehu kavod. That is his covered to involve himself in kiyum mitzvahs in this fashion. And then he goes on to record how the great Amoraim conducted themselves. Chachomim harishonim, the early chachomim, mehen mishayim atzatzel ha'etzim levashel bahem. Some of them would cut wood. Mehen mishayim levashel. Some would cook. Some would salt meat. Although this was not their normal way, now two horrors on this lashon of the Rambam. One, the Rambam used the word over here, which we put in bold, chayit. Person is obliged. Now chayit is a stronger lashon than the lashon of this klal mitzvah boy yoseh mevishlokah. Mitzvah has a certain connotation of it being commendable, of it being good, mitzvah bo yoseh mevishlokai is better. It is a stronger terminology to use the word chayit, is obliged. Furthermore, it's fascinating that in this whole Rambam there is no mention of this klal, mitzvah bo yoseh mevishlokai. It doesn't say anywhere these words that it's better to do it bo yoseh mevishlokai. It just says that is part of the obligation of Kavod Shabbos, that a person should be oisik and covered Shabbos for Gufay. That's really what we want to come to.
Sure.
Let's just add another horror before we come to the Yisroi. Which is, in fact, when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, this sort of theme begins to cry out even more strongly. Shulchan Aruch writes, V'afilu yesh lo kama avodim l'shamshay, even somebody who had many avodim to do his needs, one should do something oneself in honor of Shabbos, kedei lechavdo, in order to honor it. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the reason one should do the Tzarkei Shabbos oneself is in order to honor Shabbos. Doesn't write because mitzvah bo yoytem mevishlucha, because there's a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, and mitzvah bo yoytem mevishlucha. He writes in order to honor Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in these halachas, I'm not going to go through his piece inside, but I'd like to summarize what he says. He puts down the following yesod. In fact, he suggests that there is a difference between being oisek in Tzorkei Shabbos oneself and the general principle of mitzvah bo yoytem mevishlucha. And he says that while the honor of Shabbos one should involve oneself in oneself, and in fact, over there it is a chiyuv, it is an obligation to involve oneself in achonis for Shabbos oneself. With all other mitzvahs, it is not so. It is commendable, it is good, but it's not an obligation. Let's understand this a little further. He says the difference is as follows. When we come to Shabbos, there is a particular mitzvah called covered Shabbos. That is the mitzvah, covered Shabbos. All other mitzvahs, there's no mitzvah called covered mitzvah, there's just the mitzvah. And it's good to treat the mitzvah in a nice fashion. With Shabbos, there is a mitzvah covered Shabbos. What does it mean, covered Shabbos? What is the covered of Shabbos? The covered of Shabbos is when a very important, dignified person comes and is oisik in the preparation for Shabbos himself. That is the covered Shabbos. So because there is a mitzvah called covered Shabbos, that obliges every person to be oisik in the covered Shabbos oneself. Whereas when it comes to all other mitzvahs, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there is no obligation to busy oneself with the Tzarkei HaMitzvah oneself. It is good. It is commendable. Mitzvah boy yoytem mevishlucha. That's why the Rambam, when he comes to Hilchos Shabbos, uses the word chayv, whereas the Gemara, in the general klal, uses the word mitzvah boy yoytem mevishlucha. And that is why also the Shulchan Aruch, in discussing Hilchos Shabbos, uses the word kedei lechavdo, because there is an additional reason in Hilchos Shabbos to involve oneself in Tzarkei Shabbos more than any other place.
And even if you're going to Mahudra or somebody else, it might be for Shabbos, you better do it yourself.
Oh, so for Shabbos, that's what we're going to come to. Yeah. Having said this, one other point I want to say before coming to that. Yeah?
Well, the Sefer Torah, so it's also Chayyam. So why he makes this using only for Shabbos and not just for
No, so he's saying, he doesn't speak about the example of Sefer Torah specifically, he just talks about Shabbos as opposed to the general klal of mitzvah bo yoytem mevishlucha. So what he's saying is that all other mitzvahs, the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. Yeah? Or the mitzvah is, yeah, kind. The mitzvah is to put up a mezuzah. The mitzvah is to mekadesh isha. There's no official mitzvah called the covers of being the Kaddish and Isha. Masha Inkin, in Shabbos, there is a mitzvah of covered Shabbos. So when there's a mitzvah of covered Shabbos, where the chetzah of the mitzvah is covered Shabbos, there is an obligation to do it oneself. All other mitzvahs, there's just the mitzvah. If you want an addition for extra points, mitzvah bo yoytem mevishlucha. And with this, he explains, he discusses how do we deal with this concept, mitzvah bo yoytem mevishlucha, more than the klal that a person should not be mevatel Torah. A person who is learning Torah shouldn't be mevatel Torah, except for a mitzvah which is e'ef shalaseh adidei acher. Except for a mitzvah which cannot be done by other people. A mitzvah can only be done by himself, he stops his Torah learning, and he does the mitzvah. Masha inkein, a mitzvah which can be done by others, then you allow the others to do the mitzvah and you carry on your Torah learning. Now, these great Amoraim, what is going on exactly? Did they interrupt their Torah learning to be involved in these preparations for Shabbos? And presumably they did. They were presumably involved in Torah learning most of the time. They took up from their schedules in order to do it. Now you're going to say they should do the same thing for other mitzvahs too, then you've almost locked down the cloud that you don't interrupt your Torah learning. Mitzvah bo yoytzim b'shluchay. So he says no. In fact, mitzvah bo yoytzim b'shluchay doesn't oblige you to interrupt your Torah learning. It's simply a minor. Only over here, in Kovod Shabbos, where there's an obligation of Kovod Shabbos, and the obligation obliges you to do it yourself, that is mugda, the mitzvah shebegum. Having said all this, this gives us a possible approach, as we've sort of mentioned, there could be many other ideas, but a possible approach to the topic of the Chai Odo as regards Sefer Torah. If we're going to say the mitzvah bo yoytzim b'shluchay is simply a minor but not an obligation, whereas Hidur mitzvah, within the parameters where it does apply, is an obligation. So then there would be no stopping that Hidur mitzvah is better than mitzvah bo yoytzim b'shluchay, and one would rather write the Sefer Torah via the beautiful psalm of the Sefer rather than doing it oneself. In fact, there are a number of contemporary Chuvah Sforim who discuss this shaila, and they also come to this conclusion that one should write it via a Sefer rather than oneself for various other cheshbonos. Well, not for the reason we spoke about today, but okay, we'll stop here for today.
Maybe
we'll
order some of these who are starting to become wise to, and they want to do a win on their son,
yeah,
they shouldn't really do that.